Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion I chose to create.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour, that's Chicago. Bringing us back, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for checking those out, for using them to your advantage. I appreciate all of you who've been buying my book. I like it when you buy the book, but you know, if you go to the website, if you go to either one of those websites, the book website or the main website, you can read almost everything that's in the book on those sites. So I want you to get better. I want you to be a better manager, better CEO. I want you to be more successful. I want you to grow your business and create more opportunity and wealth, opportunity for your employees, more wealth for your customer, for your family, and more service for your customers. So if you can buy the book, I'd love for you to do that. I think you'll like it. There are things in the book that aren't anywhere else. But a lot of it is, if you can't, and you want to noodle around on my website, we make it pretty easy for you to find all that stuff. But please pay attention to what's going on in the age of the customer. It's happening right now, and I didn't invent that term. Well, I did, kind of, but all I am is a reporter for what's happening. I didn't invent what's happening. That's a natural occurrence. Customers have these new expectations. Now, we got good news, though, folks. We're coming into an environment now with the election. We're coming into an environment where people are going to be celebrating doing business. You know, whether I have no illusions about Mr. Trump being a perfect president. You know, on this show, I've been a detractor of his over the years on a number of different things. But here's what I do believe about Mr. Trump. I believe that he loves America. I believe that he loves doing business. I think he admires people who do business, business owners. I think he thinks that the future of greatness in America is in the things that made us what we are today, our free market capital economy, with the thing that got us to where we are right now. We're gonna revert. We're gonna go back to that. That's good news. After 8 years of having being suppressed and not being able to be excited about the economy with less than 2% growth average over the last 8 years, I think we're gonna wind up having growth next year. We might actually break out of a recovery into an expansion. I think we could do that. Now, there's some things that could get in the way of that. I think I'm worried about the stock market. I still think the stock market is in a bubble territory. I'm no stock market expert, but I just have that feeling. I'm worried about stupid people like Putin and China and North Korea, Iran. We got stupid people out there who could create problems. I don't think that there's anything. There's nothing structural about the economy that could cause a recession. There's no buildup into inventories. You know, we start putting people back to work. That'll be good for everybody. But there are some other sort of parallel issues out there. You've got the credit debt for the student loans. There's some other issues out there with regard to credit, some liquidity issues out there that we got to be worried about. Who knows what kind of time bomb that the Wall Street folks have planted, like they did in 08. I'm concerned about that. It would really be sad if we weren't allowed after 8 years, if you and I out here on Main Street weren't allowed to be excited and to grow our businesses for a while. And if we can just buy some time, if we can just work for four, if we get 4 years of solid growth, like I know you can do, small business owners, and it's going to be really profitable growth because I know your balance sheets are better than they've ever been. I know they are, because if you've survived and you're still making a living with 2% growth, I know that you've deleveraged and your balance sheet is, my as my grandfather would have said, is as clean as a house tooth. So if we start growing and we start scaling our businesses a little bit, we're going to do it profitably. And if we have to borrow money, it'll be borrowed money on new stuff, new opportunity, not old stuff. And so I really think that if we can just get a couple of years behind us, that momentum will help us to overcome other setbacks. I think we could be in for several years of expansion if we just don't, if something stupid just doesn't happen. And I don't know what, you know, and I'm not even talking about black swan stuff. Black swan stuff is something nobody could have foreseen. Well, a lot of the things that could go bump in the night on us, there are people who know about them. If you don't know about them, if I don't know about them. So, it's a mixed bag. We got a president who values what you do as a small business owner, who likes lower taxes and lower regulations and wants to do business. That's good news. But we've also got some other systemic issues that could cause us problems. So be hopeful. Think about growth. Get excited if you think you can grow. But gird your loins. We need to continue to be conservative, probably for a little while longer, maybe another year or so. It's almost 9 after. I'm 29 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.